90.9 Arroyo Seco Taos, KRRE 91.9 Las Vegas, KRAR 91.9 Española, and KBOM 88.7 Socorro, with translators at K220EM Naizi, K216CT Eagle Nest, and K216CU Cuba, and on the web at KUNM.org.
Having a hard time selling that old car or truck? Does it need more work than it's worth? Or you just don't want the bother of trying to sell it? It's KUNM to the rescue. We'll send the tow truck to pick it up at your home, work, or the repair shop anywhere in the U.S. The last thing you need is more stress, so let us help you. Meanwhile, it also helps KUNM, and you get a KUNM membership and a tax deduction. Just call 888-KUNM-CAR. That's 888-586-6227.
Espejos de Aztlán.
A talk show about our communities.
Cultura, educación, política.
Salud, inmigración, historia.
When?
Mondays at 7 p.m.
Right after All Things Considered.
Espejos on KUNM 89.9.
Un programa
comprometido con nuestra comunidad. Y usted está sintonizando KUNM 89.9. Hoy, en esta tarde, estamos con Espejos de Aztlán y el estudio está lleno de gente. Pues sí, están aquí los organizadores y algunas de las organizaciones que apoyan la marcha y la manifestación del 1 de mayo para una reforma migratoria. Y tenemos en esta tarde al Centro de Igualdad y Derechos, al grupo del UNM Dream Team, I like that name, UNM, el equipo de soñadores de la Universidad de Nuevo México, parte del New Mexico Dreamers in Action, y Casa de la Salud, otra de las organizaciones que apoyan esta marcha. We are this afternoon to talk about the immigration reform. Do we need that? Is it necessary? Is it something that is really like essential for the United States, for New Mexico, and for immigrants, most of our immigrants, workers? Raising our voices to keep families together, this is one of the main topics that the organizers are bringing to us. And stay tuned, because just in a minute we'll be with you, with Rachel, with Gabriel, Leslie, Italia, Katy, y también otra gente que anda por ahí. Saludos So welcome, Rachel Lazar and Gabriel Hernandez. First of all, to you, I want to have your voice as you are the organizers of this marcha por los derechos del inmigrante y derechos del trabajador, que están juntos. Y these two topics, the immigrant reform is, first of all, the immigrant reform is a very hot one that it's these days on the news, because we have en una nueva banda, a gang, trying to pass this bill. And I would like to have first your voice, Rachel, telling us why are you and your organization, El Centro de Igualdad y Derechos, organizing since 2006 this March?
Well, first of all, and thank you so much for having us. It's important to point out El Centro de Igualdad y Derechos is actually working with many, many different organizations, including many of the folks here in this room, along with the labor unions and faith institutions. And so it's a really an elected official. So it's a really broad-based movement. Since 2006, we've been organizing on this day, International Workers' Day. And this year is a really exciting year because we actually have a bill. So our communities have been marching, mobilizing, engaging in voter engagement in the polling places, lifting up and telling their stories, working with brave elected officials. We've finally come to the point where we have a bill to work with. And why is this so important? It's important because when we talk about immigration reform, oftentimes people talk about it as if it were a policy. But what we know is we're really talking about our families. And so we have the opportunity to create a path to legalization for over 11 million in the nation, over 85,000 here in New Mexico. And this is not just an issue of immigrants. We're talking about our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, the business owner down the street, folks that we pray with in our congregations. And we're talking about a large segment of our community here in New Mexico who contribute to the economic, cultural, social fabric, but who cannot yet reach their full aspirations in this country. This is a huge opportunity, not only for immigrant families, but for the nation, to bring our immigration laws in line with our collective values, to do something that's good for workers, families, for our economy. So it's a win-win for the entire nation. That's why this year is so amazing. That's why we will be hitting the streets on May 1st, International Workers Day, and a day that has become, since 2006, a day also to raise the voices of immigrant communities.
And Gabriel, ¿nos puedes decir por qué tú estás organizando como un organizador comunitario parte del Centro de Igualdad y Derechos? ¿Por qué es importante participar en esta, particularmente en este tiempo, no solo en esta marcha, en relación a la reforma migratoria?
Sí, buenas tardes. Primero que nada, quiero agradecer el espacio que nos dan aquí para expresarnos. Sí, como dijo Rachel, la importancia de una reforma migratoria es que nos dará la oportunidad de salir de las sombras, parar las separaciones de familias que está devastando nuestras comunidades. Es por eso que ha llegado el momento, es la hora de tener una reforma migratoria. Como una perspectiva de trabajador, queremos parar las explotaciones con los compañeros trabajadores que tengan la facilidad de denunciar y salir de las sombras, como digo otra vez, de denunciar los abusos laborales que están siendo víctimas y dejar de ser perseguidos por siempre perfil de ser de que nos da esta este estatus de no tener un estatus migratorio. Queremos una reforma migratoria amplia y justa para nuestra comunidad, porque como dijo, estamos trabajando desde hace mucho tiempo y creo que es la hora de hacerlo.
Y Leslie, ¿tú qué crees? ¿Por qué why are you in this UNM Dream Team? This is the este es el equipo de los soñadores de la Universidad de Nuevo México. ¿Por qué crees que necesitamos? Why do you think that we need an immigration reform? ¿Por qué crees que necesitamos una reforma migratoria?
Good afternoon. First of all, I'm here because when DACA came out, I qualified But I find out that I have a couple of friends that don't qualify, and it's like unfair for just some of us to get something and not all of us. And then we started to realize that we were just asking for stuff for students, and now it's time for us to ask for our parents too, because they were the first soñadores, how we call them right now. So we are just doing this at school, but we're trying to do it at the community so they know they have rights and there's opportunities out there for them too. So that's why I think that we have to not only have a reform, but also involve everybody in the community, because everybody makes a part of this reform.
Thank you, Leslie. And Cathy O'Donnell, you are the coordinator of the Vision for Dignity, Access, and Accountability in Healthcare. I was very concerned because that to have some of the South Valley, especially related with this organization, Casa de Salud. I would like to know why the Casa de Salud is supporting this May the 1st March for Immigration.
Pues primero, muchas gracias por invitarnos a estar aquí. Es un placer. Casa de Salud ha trabajado durante los últimos 8 años para proveer servicios de atención médica de alta calidad y bajo costo a nuestra comunidad, la comunidad del Valle del Sur. Y seguiremos luchando para que todas las personas tengan acceso a la salud. El programa que yo coordino identifica las barreras hacia la salud que enfrentan los pacientes todos los días. Y una de las mayores barreras es hacia el acceso a la ayuda financiera en los hospitales principalmente. Yo tengo varios pacientes que deben bastante dinero, estamos hablando de arriba de $30,000 en el hospital, y no tienen acceso a ciertos programas de ayuda financiera simplemente porque no tienen documentación estadounidense. Entonces, es algo que estamos viendo, un estrés muy grande, una angustia de esas personas que quieren pagar sus cuentas en el hospital, tienen miedo de regresar a seguir con sus tratamientos de cáncer o lo que sea, porque deben tanto dinero y no tienen acceso a los programas que ayudan a pagar esos tratamientos. Es algo que vemos de diario con nuestros pacientes. Entonces, nosotros decimos que es hora en que ese país se abra a la comunidad inmigrante para incluir a todas las personas, para que nadie se quede sin acceso a la salud por cuestiones de miedo, por cuestiones de dinero, por cuestiones de estado migratorio. Los pacientes que vemos todos los días tienen los mismos derechos a los servicios de salud que cualquier otra persona. Entonces, por eso vamos a marchar el miércoles.
Y en unos minutos vamos a hacer un corte musical y vamos a conversar inmediatamente por qué y qué y cuáles son las acciones que estas organizaciones están preparando para el 1 de mayo. Síganos, que ya volvemos. And this was Lila Downs or Lila Downs with the song Tránsito. And this afternoon, a special topic is the march, peaceful march and rally for comprehensive immigration reform, raising our voices to keep families together. This is Espejos de Aztlán. My name is Cristina Bachín. You can post your comments or call us. Your post can be on KUNM Radio Facebook, or you can call us 277-5615. Rachel, what are you going to, at this point, 2006, it's been already 6 March and this will be the 7th. What are you organizing for this one, and what can people do, our listeners, to join you?
Absolutely. Back in 2006, millions of people hit the streets. Actually, to organize against one of the most anti-immigrant pieces of legislation this country has ever seen. And we have progressed so much in the past 7 years, again, through mobilizing and marching and telling our stories and communities voting. We have come to this point where we actually have a bill in the Senate. We need to make sure that immigration reform actually reflects our collective values and needs as a community. And in New Mexico, we have so much to be proud of. We have fought really hard to uphold our legacy of supporting immigrant rights in the state. We're different from the surrounding states. And so this year on May 1st, we will be celebrating the introduction of the bill in the Senate. We will be pushing hard to ensure that that bill reflects our collective values. And we have an invitation not only for the immigrant communities, but for all of our communities. So for those of you out there who are listening tonight, if you support keeping families together, workers' rights, quintessential rights like due process, we invite you to our rally and march May 1st, Wednesday, 5 o'clock at Tiwi Park. And we will have at that time elected officials speaking. Most importantly, our families will be there and our students will be there speaking. Faith leaders will have activities for the children, will be hitting the streets and marching. It's very exciting. And we invite the entire community to come out in solidarity. Again, it's not an issue just of immigration. It's an issue of our families and what kind of Albuquerque and what kind of New Mexico we want to live in. So 5 o'clock at Tiwi Park, which is on 19th and Mountain, right next to the museums. We invite the entire community to come join us.
Gabriel, ¿cómo podemos invitar a nuestra gente a participar en esta marcha? Y en esta es una marcha y también un acto, por lo que entiendo. ¿Qué es lo que va a pasar?
Sí, bueno, este primero de mayo, primero que nada, queremos, como ustedes todos ya saben, festejamos el Día del Trabajo, Internacional del Trabajo. Es un movimiento que surgió aquí en este país, en Estados Unidos, promovido por trabajadores migrantes. Entonces, este día lo hemos tomado también como un día de lucha para muchas luchas que tenemos que hacer en la comunidad. Y una lucha muy importante es mantener nuestras familias unidas. Queremos unas comunidades sanas, que tengan, que no haya separación de familias, que paren las deportaciones. Y este día, primero de mayo, es un gran día para alzar nuestra voz, como lo han hecho durante la historia nuestros antepasados. Entonces, invitamos a la comunidad a que participen este primero de mayo y apoyen esta marcha. Salgan a demostrar y a decir que estamos, que Nuevo México está unido y que no queremos más separación de familias. Queremos mantener nuestras familias juntas. Por eso es que los invito este primero de mayo a las 5 de la tarde en Tewix Park. Está en la Mountain Road y calle 19. Tendremos música en vivo, juegos, danzantes, aztecas, matachines y sobre todo la participación de la gente, que vamos a demostrar el poder que tenemos como comunidad para mantenernos unidos. Gracias.
Es decir, que se puede venir con niños.
Claro que sí.
Claro que
toda
sí.
La familia.
El otro día conversamos con Dolores Huerta durante el día de César Chávez y ella decía, vengan con los niños, bring your children, because that's cuando los niños van a la marcha, lo van a recordar y van a tener eso en el futuro.
Claro que sí, mi familia siempre me acompaña a todos mis eventos, aparte de ser un organizador comunitario, mi familia está conmigo en todos los eventos porque quiero que mis hijos vayan creciendo con esta mentalidad de cambiar nuestra sociedad.
Gracias, Gabriel. Y acá tenemos también parte del Dream Team from UNM, el equipo de soñadores de la Universidad de Nuevo México, y tenemos a Italia Aranda. Y Italia, ustedes están, you are organizing a new, another event around this same topic. Están organizando un evento alrededor de este mismo tema. What are you doing for this May the 1st?
Yeah, exactly. We are. So the UNM Dream Team at the University of New Mexico, we're really excited to be able to support El Centro de Igualdad de Derechos in their really huge and amazing march that they're organizing. And we wanted to get the students at the university really excited and really pumped up to participate at the march. And we know that, you know, one of the things that we try to do as part of the UNM Dream Team and as part of New Mexico Dreamers in Action, the statewide organization, is we try to make people realize, students most importantly, that there's power in their voices. There's power in their actions. So on May 1st, to really get people excited, we're organizing an Andaki Forum and an immigrant worker rally on Wednesday at this student union building atrium from 12 to 1. And what we're going to be doing is really educating people about students especially about what the new proposed comprehensive immigration reform bill actually means, so that, you know, we've seen it a lot in our communities, a lot of lawyers, a lot of notarios públicos trying to take advantage of our community. So this time around, we want to try to avoid that. And I think education is a big, important part of that. So we want to educate students, any part of any member of the community that wants to attend, and also collect signatures. Because we know we started this movement for comprehensive immigration reform with the idea of leaving no one behind. And we know that our LGBTQ community is a huge part of that. And so we partner up with Strong Families New Mexico to collect signatures, and if people can go to strongfamiliesmovement.org, they can actually sign the signature urging our state representatives to support UAFA, or Uniting American Families Act. And so this Wednesday, we're going to do exactly that, collect signatures, really empower and educate our students at the University of New Mexico, and really encourage all of our community to attend this amazing and incredible May 1st March that El Centro de Igualdad y Derechos is organizing. So.
Gracias, Italia, por esta invitación. Thank you so much, Italia, for this, for all this information, and to invite everybody to this march. And Katy from Casa de Salud, are you going to be there to cure us?
Sí, pues,
la Casa de la Salud cura también ahí en durante la marcha.
Pues más, ojalá que no haya necesidad, ¿no?
Ah, claro.
Primero estamos animando a todo nuestro personal y nuestros pacientes. Muchos de nosotros somos inmigrantes o somos hijos de inmigrantes, entonces eso es algo muy personal. Pero aparte de eso, vamos a estar, sí, con gasa y curitas, proveyendo primeros auxilios. Ojalá no pase nada, pero ahí vamos a estar haciendo lo que hacemos mejor.
Y también con el tiempo también vamos a necesitar que curen tantas heridas debido a que ya el solo hecho de inmigrar, de emigrar de un país y entrar a otro, aún si fuera con todas las posibilidades, es siempre un paso muy difícil. Es aún más difícil en las circunstancias que este país propone a los inmigrantes, lamentablemente, realmente que generan aún más trauma del que el mismo paso genera. Thank you, Katy, for being here and also for la Casa de Salud. Where is located la Casa de Salud?
Estamos en la esquina de Arenal y Isleta, cerca del supermercado Smith's, ahí en la mera esquina.
Es decir, en el Valle del Sur, en el Valle South Valley. Uh-huh. So it's if they are listening to us, so we want to greet everybody in the South Valley with their representative here with you, with Katy. And how can we encourage more our audience, Rachel, from El Centro de Igualdad to come, or and also to the students of UNM or any students who are around our radio and in the listening in the Albuquerque area, but remember that we are airing the whole, almost the whole state of New Mexico.
Absolutely. I think the message here is really to for communities to continue to organize and get involved. Of course, we want everybody to show up on May 1st, el primero de mayo, at 5:00 at T-Way Park. Over 40 different organizations are working in collaboration on this event, not just El Centro de Igualdad y Derechos, but you can get more information at 246-1627. You can also like us on Facebook and continue to get information. And I think the message is that May 1st is one day. This is part of a movement that we have fought for generations. It is not going to end on May 1st. We have a bill, but we have a lot of work to do in the upcoming months so that our congresspeople, our delegation, doesn't follow. We want them to be champions, and we want them to ensure that, like Italia said, none of our families are left behind. We want to ensure that it is a fair path to legalization, that there are workers' rights, that there are provisions against racial profiling, that the cornerstone of family unity is respected in this process, that we are not held hostage to border enforcement and border triggers. There is a lot of work to do. So we invite the entire community in solidarity, come out on May 1st, have your voices heard, but don't let it end on May 1st. Get involved on campus, get involved with the amazing organizations around the state that are working on social justice issues, workers' rights, and on immigrants' rights, not just El Centro. There are many of them around the state and around the country to get involved in.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Rachel Lazar, Gabriel Hernandez from El Centro de Igualdad, the New Mexico Dreamers in Action who are around here. I'm part of them, the Dream Team, the UNM Dream Team, El Centro de la Raza and Christopher Ramirez, La Casa de Salud with Katy O'Donnell. And this, the list of supporters is endless. It's really... just to mention some of them, Casa de Salud, as I said, Central New Mexico Labor Council, Centro Sávila, Community Coalition for Healthcare Access, El Centro de la Raza, Encuentro, Engaging Latino Communities for Education, Enlace Comunitario, Hispano Roundtable, Justicia Digna, Calpulis Cali, La Raza Unida, and more. So this is the opportunity for you to be present in this very historic time for the United States and for the families in the United States. Stay tuned, because just in 1 minute, you'll have Raices with your favorite host, Henry Gonzalez.
Bueno, pues, ¿qué hubo? ¿Cómo les va? Qué lindo día para cantar noticias que han llegado de Nuevo México. 1840.